Speed, the Fast and the Furious, smoking tires, flaming exhaustion pipes, roaring engines, fuzzy, blurry shapes rushing by. The crowd is going wild, screaming girls all wrapped up in leather. Green, 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 go, go, go. And if you have no clue on how I'll link this intro to a Mac-related podcast, you watch me go, baby. Welcome to the 19th episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app is Speed Download 4. Be sure to keep listening because we'll be giving away two licenses for this application. Keep in mind, this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen on your iPod screen or on the iTunes artwork window. And if there is something to link to, you can click it in the artwork window as well. Apparently, the changes I made in the adoption program for Neat Little Mac Apps have proven to be a good choice. You might or might not have noticed, but this podcast has been adopted once again, and this time by the developers of Speed Download itself. Yes, the guys from Jazzsoft were so friendly to give me a pat on the back. Faster, easier, more powerful, and packed with more features, Speed Download 4 marks the next generation of reliable and time-saving download managers. You have to try it to believe it. Now, Speed Download 4 is a royal treat for all Mac users. You can check it out at www.jazzsoft.com. Now that is www.jazzsoft.com. Or you can, of course, always click the link in the artwork window, dummy. And as this review will let you see, they're kinda right about all the things I just mentioned. Now, before you all go standing on your hind legs, breezing along, let me be very clear on this one. There is a reason why I'll call this sponsorship adoption. See, I only allow apps in this podcast that I personally believe to be good, neat little Mac apps. So in no way whatsoever do I feel obliged to give these apps good reviews, but the fact is, I don't review apps that I think are not suited for neat little Mac apps, so my reviews will always be kinda positive. And what's even more, I'm always honest in giving my developer tip, or letting you listeners send in yours. So, if you have a tip for the developer, if there is something that you don't really like about a specific app that I reviewed here, send that at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. So, now that's all cleared out, I'll just go and have a swim in my freshly earned pile of money. Oh darn, the review, of course. Okay, so, as heard in the promo, Speed Download is a download manager, and I knew it from a very long past. I mean, the OS 9 days, people. Oh, that's a very old Macintosh operating system, kiddies. The current version is 4.1.4 Universal Binary, so of course now it runs nicely on OS 10, of course. It's created by Jazzsoft, and you can find out more about them at www.jazzsoft.com. Why do I use this? Well, the main reason is desktop clutter. You know, Safari is great, it really is, but when it comes to me downloading stuff, I'm hopeless. You know the feeling? You keep downloading all those things, and before you know it, desktop clutter. And the only thing I can do about that is creating a bunch of folders calling cleanup 001, cleanup 002, and just put it all in there, and then I forget things, and well, it's just a mess. I know Safari has a specific download location that you can set, so it won't come in your desktop folder, of course, but still, you'll know what I mean when I mean that this application, Speed Download, will really help me for this specific problem. And of course, a second thing is the speed enhancement. You really get a lot of speed leverage with this program. And a third one, and that's, well, specifically for me, I guess. And I'll explain that in an example I'll give you in just a few minutes. Okay, the review. Now, at boot up, Speed Download will automatically ask if it can have permissions to add login data of your FTP servers. Huh? FTP servers? Yes, Speed Download will connect to FTP servers. I'll tell you more later on, but I was surprised at that startup, like, oh, you're going to check all my FTP bookmarks. Hey, we'll go ahead and add the login data for those. Now, it's also a good idea to let the app automatically do all the necessary stuff to have all downloads directed via speed download, meaning that it will kind of take over the download functionality from Safari. Now, don't worry, you can tweak this later in the program. The possibilities of this application are truly endless, but I'll try to cover the most important stuff here. I'll start with the GUI and patch in an example here and there, and that way I'll try to make it all clear for the people who are listening, and it will be very clear why I really dig this application also. So, the GUI. Consider Speed Download as the iTunes for your downloads. It takes over any download you do, and it will manage those downloads in its own main panel. You will even be able to browse all your downloads in Speed Download just in the same way as you browse all your music in iTunes. Okay, now in the top you will find a large toolbar. I'll run over it very quickly. The first few icons are actions. You can add a download. That will be a manual adding of a specific download. You can start, stop, or edit specific downloads. You can reveal downloaded files or remove them. In the same way iTunes work, you know, when you remove a download, you can choose whether it should remove just the entry and leave the physical file on the disk, or remove it entirely and drop it all in the trash. Then you have some queue-related icons, meaning that you have a queue button. This will make changes to the queue status. You have a hold, clear, inactive, a schedule button. Now, the schedule is a cool function. Here you can you have a ton of options. You can schedule specific downloads who are in your queue. For example, you can put in a start time, a stop time, or a duration that it can keep downloading that specific file. You can even add in a date. So, for example, you can start downloading all this stuff each Sunday of the week, for example. And you can even choose what it has to do when it has finished that specific download. For example, you can choose to stop speed download, put it to sleep, put the computer to sleep. You can make it have the computer log out or just shut down entirely. There is some other stuff in the bar too, an upload function and an add files from URL button. Now, this is not the same as snatching an entire site. This will allow you to download all the linked files in a specific page or site location. At the left side, you will have a column that you can consider a bit like the iTunes library column. You have my downloads, my uploads, received files, my service, history, and a folders section. Now, the folders section here, you will be able to organize all your downloads. So Speed Download will put all your downloads in a dedicated folder, but then it will also distribute all those things in the smart folders or the kind of virtual folders in this folder section. I'll explain later. Now at the bottom you can toggle queues. You have two buttons to start and stop specific queues, and you have common actions. Now, on the right side of the library column, you have the main queue window, the main viewer. Here you can see all your files in the queues when they will be downloaded and stuff. Now, in practice, for downloads, there are three main ways to start a download. I'll try to explain stuff in a practical way and not go over the whole options thing. The first main way to download is just click something in your browser. I mean, Speed Download will pick it up and take that over, that function over from Safari, and start downloading whatever it was that you clicked. And it will put it in the specific download folder that you have dedicated where it should save all its stuff. The second way is to create your own download. Huh? Well, okay. An example. There is a specific comic strip I'm really fond of. Don't try this at home, people. It's not a nice thing to do. I know. I did it anyway. Okay, I know that that comic is released each week. Kind of each week. And the comics on the website are numbered in a specific fashion. I've noticed how the numbering goes. So I know which comic should arrive the week after. Kind of. Now, what I once tried is using Terminal. There is an option in Terminal called Curl, where you can start a specific download function with wildcards. And I really thought that was neat because you could go and say, okay, download this URL, but replace this and this with wildcards, for example, numbers, and then go and download that whole range of URLs you get when using that wildcard. And I really thought that was cool. And what did they do in speed download? I don't know if they had it in the previous versions. They have it now, and I really dig it. You can use wildcards. You have wildcards for letters, for numbers, for a bunch of stuff. You should check the manual of speed download. By the way, the manual is really, really nicely done. It's clear. You can find immediately what you're looking for. It's nicely created. It has a nice interface. I like it. Good points on the manual, guys. Okay, now, if you go and create your own download, you can add in the URL with the wildcards. You can set up some options, for example, HTTP referrer, meaning some sites don't like you to download stuff if you don't come via their server. So you can kind of hack it and say, oh, but I do come from this server via the HTTP referrer. And if the server needs authentication, you can put it in there as well. And then you just go add, and it will start adding all those specific URLs to the queue, and it will start downloading all that stuff. Really cool. Now, the third way you can download something is you can continue partially downloaded Safari downloads. You know, for example, you start up a download in Safari and you stop it, but it's not downloaded entirely. It will leave a little file on your desktop. Now, if you just drag that file onto speed download, it will just continue on where Safari left off and it will complete the download. Nice one. Okay, what's all that speed about in speed download? Well, the principle of speed download is one of multiple connections. Now, when a server allows it, otherwise you can change the setting and the preferences so it will go easy on the server. But if the server allows it, you can have multiple connections for downloading one file. It's a bit like a torrent where you will get specific blocks of a file from other people, which speeds it up, but there is no sharing and stuff with this. And of course, you will only download the file that you actually find somewhere, physically one file, but it will make multiple connections to that file and get it in that way. There might be other ways that it will increase speed, but that's not something I know. I really know that this principle works, and it really works very well. For example, I did a test, and things that normally downloaded for, let's say, about 40-50k with speed download, I reached speeds from up to 450k for that same download. So it really does make a difference. It really is cool. Now, whilst downloading, you can view a couple of extra informational things. You can see the bandwidth and the file inspector. And the file inspector is really cool because here you can see with little green blocks that it will go and download multiple feeds of one specific file, multiple parts of one specific file. Really is handy. Now, a cool feature, I think so, is to set the speed download icon in the dock to display the number of downloads, uploads, or incoming files, and the bandwidth usage. And the icon in the dock will change and switch to sort of a bandwidth graph where you can see the bandwidth that you are using at that specific time. Some extra features for speed downloads are the uploads feature. And that was something that I was, what, huh, uploads? Okay, I thought this was a download manager. No, it does uploads as well. You can upload files to all kinds of servers and download, of course. You have iDisk, FTP, FTP SSL, WebDAV, WebDAV SSL, or other speed download users. And that was something I was like, for the third time, other speed download users, what's all this? Yes, you can do sharing. You can now share your own downloads to other speed download users. This has nothing to do with the OS X sharing. It's only for all the files managed by speed download which are downloaded files, and you can share those to other people. But I should go to the preferences to dig a bit deeper into the functionalities of this application. So I'm going to try to keep this as small as possible, but I'll try to pick out the most interesting options. One huge tip: if you don't understand what on earth they're talking about in the preferences, just hover over the sentence and you'll get a really good explanation for what it's about. Kudos to the developers. Really nice information. Okay, the general preferences. Most important ones is the setup type. Now here you can shut off the automatic takeover I talked about of speed downloads, so you can choose whether or not Safari should be able to download or speed download. And you can also do a post-process downloads, which means that which files should be opened after downloading. You know, for example, a stuffed file, you can choose whether or not it should be automatically opened after download. My downloads. In the My Downloads panel, you can choose your download location. So that's no more desktop clutter here, people. And you can set here whether it should remove finished, cancelled, or finished downloads from queue. An interesting one: quit speed download when downloads are complete. I like this. That means that when I hit a button, speed download will pop up, download, and quit after it has finished that specific download. Okay, plugin. Now, the plugin tells Speech Download which file types to go after, which file types to recognize and to go download. You can add your own here if you want. The queue. Here you can set some general queue settings. An important one is the plugin may start queue. That way, when you hit a file to download, the plugin will have the privileges to actually start that a queue up for that file. File sharing preferences. Okay, so what's all this with the file sharing? People can upload stuff to you. You can define the directory where you will receive those files. So this is something totally different than the downloading. You can have other people using speed download have stuff sent up to you. And you can define the directory here. You can also define the port the sharing should go over here, or whether or not it should be able to go over Bonjour. Now, you can also define which people have access to your speed download from their speed download and whether or not they are allowed to upload. You can also define here which folders from your speed download they can see or download from. Now, again, this is only folders in speed download, doesn't have anything to do with your other folders and documents on your system. You can even throttle all the sharing possibilities. You can allow a specific number of simultaneous downloads. You can limit the download speed and stuff like that. Filters. Here you can set up what file types belong to which kind of folder name. You know, speed download manages all your downloads. In the folders section, you can then click, for example, the applications folder, and you will see your downloads there, but only the applications that you have downloaded. And the way that speed download defines which file is which type and in which folder it should go, you can do this here in the filters preferences. The passwords. If you often download stuff from password protected servers and stuff, you can enter the passwords and stuff for those servers here. Sensitive servers. Now, this is what I was talking about earlier. If you go and download multiple times, if you go and connect to a server multiple times to get one folder, some servers don't handle this very well. So you can add those servers or domains to this preference window and say, like, okay, for this and this server, only use one connection per download. So go easy. Don't use, for example, more than X amount of simultaneous downloads for a specific server. You can add that here. Connection. Now, in the connection preferences, you can set the general connection throttling. For example, okay, enable the bandwidth throttle for my connections to, for example, this connection type and stuff like that. iTunes integration. Yes, speed download will automatically add audio files that you have downloaded to your iTunes library, and you can even choose to which playlist they should be added. Safari integration. Here you can define specific domains for which the plugin shouldn't take over. So it should disable the speed download plugin, for example, for specific domains that you enter here. I don't really understand why they didn't put this closer to the plugin pane. They kind of belong together, I think. Well, never mind. Okay, the floater. Now, the floater is an extra little window with some extra info. You know, you could add info to your dock icon. Well, you can also have a floater, which you can define the transparency of and stuff, and that will just hover over your screen, or you can even choose whether or not it should be always on top, and you can see the download bar and stuff like that. Interface, well, one of the main things you can change here is the transparency of the main interface and which folders that it should show in the left column. Dock. Now here you can see what you want to see in the speed download icon. You know, I talked about this earlier. Advanced. Here you can choose whether or not speed download should be available for all users on your system. And then you have a security tab. In the security tab, you can add specific hosts who have a well-defined fingerprint. You see your own fingerprint there as well. So if there are other hosts that you connect to a lot of times, speed download hosts, for example, you can add in their fingerprint, and that way you can say, okay, if you know this, if this guy comes in with this fingerprint, okay, accept it automatically, permanently, or what it has to do with unknown hosts, for example. And that's all there is about the preferences. Phew, big one, isn't it? Now I'll drive straight into the developer tips for this application. Okay, some changes to the GUI should be done, I believe. The first thing that I went searching for is how to turn off Grawl. I didn't say this earlier, but speed download interacts with Grawl, meaning that all notifications and stuff can be sent to Grawl and you get the Grawl info panel. Now, I thought when I went download that comic book with the wild cards there, then it went, of course, start up a whole queue of files that it started downloading, and Grawl would go like, okay, I downloaded this file, okay, I downloaded this file, okay, well, you get the picture. So I wanted to turn Grawl notification off. And I went searching, and I couldn't find a thing. Silly of me. Because the way you do this is just going Grawl and say, okay, for speed download, don't notify a thing. Or you could choose whether or not you should only notify from very specific options of speed download. But that's all managed in Grawl and not in speed download, of course. So that was my mistake. One thing they should change, however, is the error warnings. I had a whole list of files that it was downloading, more than 1,000. And each time that something didn't, for example, exist because I used wildcards and I went, okay, find number 0001.gif to 1000.gif, there were specific numbers that just didn't exist. And so I got an error because he couldn't find that specific GIF, whatever, how you call it, file. And it gave me an error warning. Now, it really was a bug because there were hundreds of error warnings popping up all the time. There should be some way where you could disable error warnings. And that brings me to the next developer tip. And that is, watch out for bloatware. I gave that same tip to the people of Transmit, the FTP program. And why is that? Well, you can now upload to FTP servers, download from FTP servers, make connections to .mac servers, all that stuff. And that's really cool. I really dig it. But it's like the whole discussion whether or not your phone camera MP3 player should be all combined into one thing. I like different devices. And the same thing applies to my programs. I like an FTP program to be a bit more separate from other programs. The same thing applies with the sharing. It's interesting, but I don't think I really use it. But perhaps there are listeners who use this application already. So mail me if you have really a good reason, or if you say like, oh, I use this all the time. Send that to me. Mail me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. I really am interested to see how much people actually use this function. Now, there is a solution for all of this in my funny little mind, and that is you would have an easy and an advanced interface. For example, if you would install it for the first time, Speed Download would just give you the easy interface. And that will be, for example, the main download manager with its obvious positive effect on your speed, of course, and some of the basic functions. And then it would have an option to switch to the advanced mode. And then you would be able to do all the sharing and all the FTP stuff. That would be something I could live with. As a matter of fact, that would be really cool. You just download it, you use it for whatever you want to use it for, but if you want to go even further, you just activate the advanced features. Or split them up in two different programs, for example. But that's my personal opinion. And so we have arrived at the contest section of this episode. Now, before I dive into the winners for Voice Candy and Little Snitch, let me first tell you how you can win your own license of Speed Download. All you have to do is send me a mail at contest@neatlittlemacapps.com, and in that mail you describe the options or the features which you like the best of Speed Download. So very easy. Send me what thing you like most of Speed Download and mail it at contest@neatlittlemacapps.com. Okay, Voice Candy. I've got a lot of extra submissions during last week, and I'm going to send you the last five winning entries. Okay, first entry for a license of Voice Candy comes from Matthew Rabin.
This is Matt, from Florida, showing off my voice candy from Neat Little Mac Apps. Thanks again for the cool program.
No worries, Matthew. Glad I could give you a license. I should use Voice Candy for this. Next winner, Kimberly Beaven.
Hi, Frank. I just want to let you know that I really enjoy your podcast, Neat Little Mac Apps, and I am sending you my Voice Candy recording to get a license number for this wonderful program. And I agree with you, it would be really great to have one that allows us to customize a recording and name it something else. And that'd be great if Apple bought it too. But anyway, we just want to encourage you, say it's a great show, and thank you so much. Have a great day.
Why, thank you, Kimberly. Okay, next contender who wins a license of Voice Candy is Obi-Wan Kenobi. And he didn't put a real name into that mail. So Obi, this one is for you. Thanks.
Frank, I feel a disturbance in the Force. Please send a serial number to my old friend, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Thank you.
Now, I cut a little love there, Obi, because you mentioned your email address, and I don't think that's very wise. Next winner is Thomas Walikiewicz. I hope I pronounced that one correctly. Thomas Walikiewicz.
Hello, I think you should give me the license for Voice Candy because this is such a great preview.
Yes, I agree.
And I agree too. Last winner of a Voice Candy license, Troy Murray.
Frank, I am your father. Join me, and we can rule the Neat Little Mac Apps universe together as father and son.
Very nice there, Troy, but I already rule the Neat Little Mac Apps universe. Mine. All my... Okay, well, congratulations to all the winners of a Voice Candy license. If you didn't win a license, hey, don't give up hope. Perhaps you can win a license of Speed Download. You already know what you have to do for that. But I wish to thank all of the contenders who sent in their stuff. There really was a lot of neat stuff in there. But okay, hey, I can only pick 10, so I'm kind of limited there, see? Okay, the winners for a Little Snitch license. Now, before I go into this, I have a small tip from the developer himself. He kind of friendly tapped me on the finger there going, no. And the reason that he did that is because I kind of made quite a big mistake in my review. See, I thought that Little Snitch tapped into the IPFV functionality of Unix and Linux stuff, and it appears that that is entirely untrue. True. See, the firewall rules in Linux or Unix can't actually do rules on an application base. It can make rules for specific ports and IP addresses you try to connect and stuff like that, but not for applications. And Little Snitch does not tap into that stuff just because of that reason. Little Snitch manages outbound traffic all by itself, so it's Little Snitch that will define which traffic can go through for which application. And that's very important to know, of course. So kudos to the developer for creating that great application who can manage all that stuff. For the winners, there are two licenses for Little Snitch, and those go to Artemio Alipari. I bet that's an Italian. The second license goes to David Biddix. So congratulations with your license. I'll send the things that you have to do, because there's like a sort of registration process to get that serial number. You have to do a specific number of things, and I'll send that serial number to you as fast as I can. That's it for this podcast. Again, I hope you liked it. Feel free to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website and leave your comments, of course, or send your feedback at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. Okay, thanks for the people at Jazzsoft, of course, for supporting this show. If you want more info on their products, just visit them. You can hit the banner at neatlittlemacapps.com to get there, or just click the link in the iTunes artwork window there on the bottom left. Go click it. I must forget, if you have an application that you think is truly special, or if you're a developer who thinks that his application is just fantastic, be sure to let me know and perhaps I'll give it a shot in the show and see how it winds out. You can mail that to me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com, or of course just use the feedback form on the site. Again, for you developers or other companies, if you want to adopt a Neat Little Mac Apps episode for a really, really small fee, go check out the press kit, just one click away in the iTunes artwork window right now. And of course, for all you other listeners, if you want to strut your stuff wearing some Neat Little Mac Apps apparel, go to the Neat Little Mac Apps shop, click the link in the iTunes window, you know the drill, and you will see some nice t-shirts, hats, caps, whatever you can buy from Neat Little Mac Apps and support the show in that way. Music is provided by the British band Dark Horse. Track name is Starting Over. You can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. Again, one episode down. I hope lots of episodes more to come, of course. Keep loving those apps, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the techpodcast.com network. Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.